Part 14, Vitasura story, text 7, chapter 12. So we're up to verse 7. Sometimes people ask that so and so gave birth to this, so and so gave birth to this one. So who gave birth to God? Actually, to even ask such a question is foolishness. God means the person who did not take birth. Then they say, he was born from Devaki. No, the Lord appeared from the womb of Devaki. Just as it is said in the Bhagavatam, he appeared from the womb of Devaki, just as the moon appears from the eastern horizon. And we did not appear from our mother's womb. We actually took birth. So our birth is totally different to Krishna's appearance, or rather Krishna's appearance is totally different to our birth. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam. One who can understand my transcendental janma karma, my activities and my appearance. Such a person becomes free from janma and karma. If this is the glory of a person whose janma and karma is transcendental, then how can his janma be material? How can he be material? His appearance is transcendental. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, who taught God? Prabhupada said, you're a donkey. You're asking the question. First you try to understand what is God, then there will not be such a question. All knowledge, all living entities come from Him. Nobody has given Him gyan or birth. Everything emanates from Him. The creator of this universe is Lord Brahma, and He gave birth to Lord Brahma, and He gave Him the knowledge. Simply by his desire, he made Lord Brahma the knower of all the four Vedas. This is his greatness. Just from desiring, if you can teach somebody everything, this cannot be done by human beings. Even the demigods cannot do this. It's as if God thinks, if we think this boy should study this much, it doesn't have to be come true. But if Krishna thinks, if he simply thinks that this boy will study so much, then it will be done. And if we want to educate somebody, we have to send him to this college, that school, spend so much money, save up so much money. In vacation you do summer classes. So such a hard work it is. Parents, they try so hard that the child should bring so many good grades. But simply by their desiring, it does not happen. And the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he simply desired that this son of mine, Lord Brahma, he should be the knower of all the Veda Vedantas, and it was, so be it. That's it. It says in the Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hidaya Adi Kavya. Simply by desiring from his heart, the Lord does not have to work very hard to get anything done. His thinking, desiring and doing is all the same thing. It becomes immediately happening. So the Lord is called Sarvagya. Sarvagyam. Adi, Purusham and Sanatanam. Sarvagya means one who knows everything, past, present and future. And he is Anadi. Anadi means there was no such a time ever that there was not, Krishna was not there. That is called Anadi. And some people argue at least someday there must have been some time that Lord must have come into existence. They think according to their own understanding of, from their own small little minds. They say, no, must have been some time, there must have been the beginning. There must have been a certain point of the beginning, and he is Sanatan. Sanatan means Sanatan means he cannot be tied down to the to time. That he was always here, and he will be till forever. There is no time limit for his coming into being and not being in or ever not being into being. He will always be. He is always there and he always will be forever. That is God. And who else is Sanatan? Amongst the humans, nobody has been Sanatan in their bodies. Nobody ever was, nobody ever will be. Birthday is written and the death time is also written. Birthday and expiry date. Lord is into being from when? There is no question. Some people think there must have been a long, long, long time he must have come into being. And here it says, he never comes into being. He always was. Even in the Bhagavatam, it is said that you cannot even say that Krishna is. Because that also is a denotes some kind of time limit. Is, was, will be. Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, for the living entities, na jayate, mriyate cha va kadachin. They say, well, at least with the body it appears. Yes, he appears, the body appears, but he doesn't, the soul itself does not take birth. Soul is eternal, the body takes birth. And he never dies. Mriyate va kadachit. He's never been. He's not into being now, neither he will be into being. Nayam bhutva. This soul is aja, shaswat, nitya and purana. If this is the description of the soul, the spirit soul, then what can be said about the super soul, the supreme Lord? But the humans, the man, he thinks with his maya buddhi. He tries to understand the supreme Lord with his maya buddhi. They imagine that God must be like this, now he must be old, middle-aged, and one day he'll get more and more old. In this human society, such foolish people, they give Bhagavatam class, they talk on spiritual topics in this way. Here Vitrasura is saying that the Supreme Lord is Sarvagya, Sanatan and Anadi. And everything is happening in his direction. The annihilation, the srishti of the universe, creation, annihilation, maintenance, everything is happening under his direction. So here Vitrasura is telling King Indra, after all that preaching, he's saying, so I am here and I have made your vajra fall off your hand, so don't think that I am going to be victorious. You pick up the vajra and you try. You try shooting at me. Text 8. Now he's saying, in this universe, all the living beings, in all the planets, upper planetary systems, middle and the lower, the presiding deities of all the planets, they're all under full control of the Supreme Lord. Loka Sapala means all the lokas, the universes, planets, along with their chief deities or controllers. Sapala. In each planet, he's made some living entities, and for each planet, he's made Sapala. Sapala means those who are the taking care of the such all living entities, their chief deities of those planets. Everywhere it's like this. Even on this planet, you'll see everywhere in every country that either a king, or there's a prime minister, or there's a president. Even from the country, when you come down to the state, there's a minister for the state. After the state, there's county and districts. They have their own heads. And then there's mayors of each city. And even in the city, there's so many factories and homes, and each factory has a head. Families have heads. Managers in the family, managers in the factories. So there are so many different groups everywhere, on a small level to up to planetary levels, and in each one they have their leaders and controllers. So all the living entities and their controllers are all under the control of the Supreme Lord. Vritasur says, Dvija iva shicha baddha. Just as the birds, when they're caught in a net, they cannot move independently. The bird catcher, wherever he wants to take them, he takes them. In this way, everybody is under the control of the Supreme Lord. When he wants these living entities will be alive, they'll be alive. When he wants that these living entities should leave their bodies and go somewhere else, they will leave their bodies and go somewhere else. Vitasur here gives the example of the birds caught in the net. So the person who catches these birds in the net, it's totally up to him how long he wants to keep them alive, and where he wants to take them, and whether he wants to let them go somewhere else, whether he wants to sell them, whether he wants to kill them. It's totally up to him. Dvija, Dvija means here birds. Birds are called Dvija. Means they're also born twice. Twice. He's also a kind of a Brahman. Dvija means they're born twice. Dvija means one. So once the birds, they take birth in the form of the egg. Egg comes out. And then again they take birth in the form of their own little bird body when the egg breaks. That's why they call Dvija. Sometimes you see them carrying a whole bunch of stuffed live chickens in a truck. So all these people that eat these chickens and birds, they all have a certain place where these birds are slaughtered. Whether they're chickens or some other birds. We've seen how the bird catcher takes the birds in a small vehicle, and how they're totally under his control, they're totally depending on his mercy. So in this same way, everyone is under the control. In all the planets, all living entities are under the control of the Supreme Lord. Sakal iha karanam. That is the time factor. The person, the Supreme Person who keeps every living entity in his control, according to the time factor, is called Kal. Kal is also the Supreme Lord. So who will be victorious and who will be defeated, who will live and who will be dead? This is totally under the control of the Supreme Lord. Here in the battlefield, a Bhagavatam class is going on. And how can you think that you will not win? Your weapon has only fallen off your hand. My whole arm has fallen off my body. So you're more in a winning position. Just pick up your thunderbolt. My arm has been cut off, but I am not in anxiety about it. Mithrasura is even telling him in the next shloka that one should be some equipoise in both victory and defeat. In this topic, I am your guru. You can look at me and see. So one should always meditate in this way, how the whole world is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Many big, big people have had thought that we are victorious over the whole world. And who will kill us? Who can dare to come in front of us? But what kind of death they had, even today. Even today when we hear of their death, we say, oh, what kind of person he was and how he died. How powerful he was. Some people in the history of the world have been like that. You accept me to be the Lord or I will throw a bomb on you. Hitler, etc. used to talk like that. Napoleon used to say, out of the dictionary you throw away the impossible word. There's nothing impossible. And that same man, one time he was put in jail, tied around his hands. We used to read in history class. First he was so victorious, and then he was thrown in jail with his cuffs around his hands. Always he used to walk around with at least a few hundred soldiers. and he used to bully people. You are under me, or I'll just finish you. But one poet says, "Man pachtaiye avasar bite," means, and when the opportunity is gone, one day your heart will, you'll feel very sorrowful that you've lost your chance. There was one such king who had 1,000 arms. Even if he had lost one or two arms out of there, he would have had many, many arms. He had served Lord Dattatreya. Lord Dattatreya had blessed him that he would have 1,000 arms. So he became very puffed up that he had 1,000 arms, and he started harassing, torturing everybody. And then he came, the Supreme Lord came as Parshuram, and he killed him. They used to do battles and wars. Sometimes for no reason they used to fight, because they had so many arms, and the arms used to itch to fight. It's been so long since we had a fight, good fight. Let's go and have a fight with this country and that country. Do some fighting, because so much power was there. His name was Sahasrabahu Arjun. So one time he was roaming around the river called Narmada with his friends in Bahismati, which is now Jabalpur. He stood in the middle, in front of the Narmada River, and he put his 500 arms in this direction and 500 arms in the other direction, and he became a dam. Total, he stopped the river. So on the other side, this Ravan, he had made his tent, his camp, to show, "I'm also a very big, powerful king. Who is this Sahasrabahu?" So Sahasrabahu Arjun had made a dam out of his own body, so all the water stayed over, and it went over onto Ravan's camp, and all his camp and his tents and everything started to drown. Then Ravan became very angry. He said, "Who is this rascal? Who did this? Who did this?" So he came there to fight. So Sahasrabahu Arjun, with one of his 1,000 hands, he caught hold of Ravan, like as if somebody catches hold of a bug. It is described like that. And he started to look at this bug. Who is this bug with 10 heads? At the end, this Ravan's father came and he begged the Sahasrabahu Arjun that, "Please leave him. He is just a rascal. This is how he always is. So to let him go." There's a story that one time Ravan, he went to King Bali. In Ramayana there is Angad and Bali. So Bali was later on became friend of Lord Ram and helped him to find Sita. So Ravan one time went to Angad's father, Bali. So at that time Bali was doing his evening prayers, and Ravan came and he said, "Get up, I want to fight with you. Forget this prayer. Get up." And Ravan was constantly harassing him. "Come on, get up, get up. I want to fight with you now." And at that time, Bali, he was a devotee. So he was sitting, he was quiet because he was chanting his Gayatri. And this guy was harassing him. So he just took Ravan and he caught hold of him with one hand and put him under, grabbed him under his armpit. And he kept him there under his armpit for 6 months. This is how he was defeated. He was a very big, big warrior, that he was always victorious, but in this way, by a monkey, he was defeated. Sahasbahu Arjun, he was such a big demon with 1,000 arms, and but Bhagwan Parshuram, with his axe, he chopped him up into pieces. This is how he came to an end. This kind of personalities have been. So here Vritasur is preaching to Arjun that whoever the Supreme Lord wants to win, he will let him be victorious, and whoever he wants them to be defeated, he will let him be defeated. Victory and defeat is not in our hands. Text 9. In this sloka he says, Ojaha. Ojaha means strength of the senses. Saho, strength of the mind. Balam, the strength of the body. Prana, the living condition of the length, ayu, the length of the life. Amritam, immortality. Mrityum, death. Indeed, all these things are in the hands of the Supreme Lord. We all have indriyas, the senses, and all the living entities that have taken birth, they all have indriyas, senses. So the power to see, the power to hear, power to hear and see, etc., is called oj. So who gives this oja? Actually, when the Supreme Lord gives, then these senses work. Otherwise, one day, how these same senses suddenly become of no use? They just don't work. Suddenly, somebody cannot see, or they cannot hear, or cannot walk, or cannot think. This same body that is a very powerful sportsman today, one day he cannot get out of bed on his own. So what happens? The living entity, that person, he wants that I have that same strength in my body. The relatives and the family, they want him to be strong. But he's not able to. As long as Krishna wants that there is strength in the knees, in the legs, there is. And when he turns the switch off and it's all gone, we do not have the strength to see. We do not have the strength to even digest our food. When a person becomes invalid. And the child will take the old person by the hand to the toilet. They cannot see or walk. Cannot hear, cannot talk very well. They talk with their hands. Kapha, pitta, and vat gheros the throat, gets jammed in the throat at the time of death. And even the manobal, the enthusiasm of the heart, of the mind, that also comes from the Supreme Lord. And balam, the bodily strength. So we should not think that by our own endeavor we have this bodily strength or of the mind, power of the mind, etc. We should not think that it is we have it by our own endeavor. It is by the mercy of the Lord. Neither it is by the desire of the relatives and the society. The people want that our family members not die. What is the power of their wanting or not wanting? Whether one has the strength of the body or or he does not, or whether he can move or not, it all depends on the desire of the Supreme Controller. Tamagyaya jano hetu matmanam manyate jadam. He says that not knowing that the cause is the Supreme Lord, foolish people, they think that the dull material body is the cause of their activities. I am doing this, I am doing that, they think themselves to be the doer. Sometimes you see in sports, the person who wins, he puts his hands, two hands, joins them together above his head, and he moves like this and shows off his chest in this way that I did this. I am victorious. They show like that. And a time comes when that same man, and it doesn't have to be when he's old, that same man that he was playing cricket before, a very big victorious person, now what to speak of playing cricket, he cannot even lift the cricket bat. In everyone's life, this time, such times come. But why? Who is doing all this? Therefore, everything is under the control of the Lord. Vitrasur is again and again preaching to Indra. He's preaching to him that when you're victorious, when the days are happy, you should not think that I did this. Should not get excited. And when the bad days come, you should not become morose. You should know that this is happening by the Lord's desire. But it may be that whatever they get is according to their own karma, but the giver of their result is the Supreme Lord. A person is not independent. He is giving an example. Text 10. He is saying, Hey Maghavan, Hey Devraj Indra, just think, Yatha Daru Mai Nari. Daru means wooden, Nari means a woman. Just as a wooden doll that looks like a woman, like a puppet. Here in the West, you can really understand what is a wooden doll that looks like a woman. In every house, you see so many dolls. In every house, you see dolls, animals, generally dogs and cats. Some people have a toy cow. Hardly, I think, anybody has a toy in the form of cow. Even as in the form of cow, people don't have cows in the form of a toy. Some people have little lion doll. Or to make that puppet wooden doll dance, there is a puppeteer. He has strings attached to the doll's hand, ends of her hands and legs. But in this country these days, you may see it done by remote control. We can see that this doll or this puppet, it seems like, it looks like the doll or the puppet is doing things and speaking even sometimes, but actually we know that it's not itself doing anything. It is all happening according to the desire of the puppeteer or one with the remote control. And if the puppeteer or the controller person doesn't want it to move. This doll will not move. Although a foolish person might think, oh, this doll is so smart. It's moving and talking like this, so amazing. And he says, yatha patramayo mrig. And just like animal or a deer made of grass and leaves. Or sometime here you see a stuffed animal. You see it in every household. This example we will understand. This example given in the Bhagavatam, we can understand in the modern world because every household has got these stuffed animals, deers, or wooden dolls that look like a woman. If they're lying there, the dolls, they're lying there. In Los Angeles, I saw in somebody's house, they had two little daughters, they were playing with their dolls. One little girl, she put her doll like this in a little bed. And she says, to me now, this doll is sleeping. She picks up the little doll and puts it in her lap in such a way it looks like this must be her own child. This is good bhavya, vatsalya mood. So I told the mother, this when this daughter of yours grows up, she'll have a child. She'll be a good mother. Then she put the baby to sleep. When she left the doll was just left like that. He's not going to get up. And when the child, she picked up this doll, the eyes opened. Anybody who doesn't know, new to this kind of thing, he'll say, oh my God, this doll is alive. So sometimes the Supreme Lord, He makes the living entities take their birth through other living entities, and He makes them their bodies annihilate also through other living entities. Sometimes we see one animal eats the other, or humans, everyone is giving birth to more living entities, and one living entity is eating another living entities. One animal, one fish will eat another. Even humans, they will eat so many other living entities, animals and birds and fish, etc. So what to speak of victory and defeat? So if somebody is victorious, somebody is defeated, it is happening by the Lord's desire. And suppose Indra says, it seems that I am being defeated, so why are you pushing me to fight? Already I am defeated, and if I pick up my vajra and shoot at you, surely you will shoot it back and kill me. So do not encourage me to fight. When Indra is seeing that person whose arm has been cut off, and he's so excited and so enthusiastic, surely he will kill me. So it is not proper to continue fighting. Text 13. Here Vitasura says in verse 13, when the Lord wants a person to have long life, opulence, fame, everything else, when He wants, a person automatically gets these things. And if the Lord wants that this person should not get any of these things, then He does not get it. Just as you might see that a person desires that he may have long life and money and fame and everything and victory, but he may not get. Sometimes we see that just because a person desires doesn't mean that he will get all these things. There is some other arrangement that if he gets it, it happens by some other arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
somebody could get all these things simply by desiring that, then a person could desire that he could become a king of the whole of the US, then he should have become. Just by desiring, you don't get it. Just as if I desire there's a traffic jam, then if I desire, my car should just get up and fly over all these vehicles and fly to my house. Will it do it? Will that happen? Just because I'm desiring that I should become famous, then all the newspapers and television should have my name and my picture should be there on all the TV screens, newspapers, just by my wanting, it will not be. And whoever is getting all this, it is happening by the Lord's desire. Some person dies at very early age, some person is notorious, some person is in a shortage of wealth. A person does not want that all these happen to him, but even though he doesn't want, these things are thrown upon him. And in the same way, one may not want wealth, opulence and everything, but he still gets it. So when the Lord wants that somebody is victorious, he's victorious. If he wants somebody is defeated, he's defeated. So after seeing all this, I have decided. After studying all this, I have understood that the Supreme Lord wants that you should win, Indra. And so you should try. And actually one should be equipoised. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says like this. That in victory and defeat, happiness and distress, he should be equipoised. If everything is happening by the Lord's desire, nothing is happening by my desire, nothing I can get by my desire, nothing I am getting by my desire, so whatever the Lord desire happens, so one should be just equipoised. If he gives victory, he'll give victory. If he gives defeat, he'll give defeat. Whether he gives victory, defeat, whether you die or whether you take rebirth, whether one is on the deathbed dying, whether happily living, one should be equipoised in all conditions. Should never worry. Because by worrying, one cannot change the situation. It is a living entity's birthright to live happily. Because he is Anandamaya, he is an eternal part and parcel, fragment of Krishna. We have our birthright to be always happy. Why are you worrying? In happiness, distress, in victorious victory and defeat, we should be equipoised. So this amazing thing he is telling to Indra. But suppose Indra says, how can one be equipoised? And Vitasura says, text 15. That this body and this world is made of three qualities. One who knows that the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, are not the qualities of the soul, but are the qualities of the material nature. We are the pure soul. we are the pure soul, part and parcel of Krishna. One, a pure spirit soul should simply be an observer of the actions and reactions, should just stand back and observe, because everything happens, and the qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance, the qualities of this material nature. And one who can do this is considered to be a liberated person. So, Indra says, is there such a person? Is there an example of such a person who is always some, equipoise and all these things? And Vitasur says, in this topic, I am the example. I am your enemy. And Prabhupada writes on the in the purport that Vitasur was acting as the spiritual master of Devaraj Indra. And Sridhar Swami also says, not just my trident, you also cut my arm. You don't think I'm defeated by you? But still, ghatmanam yatha shakti means I am ghatmanam. I am still trying according to my ability. I've lost everything. I've lost my army, my arm, my weapons, but still I'm not morose. I have not given up, and I'm continuing to fight. Even now, with all my strength, I want to kill you. To kill you, I'm totally in my mind, considering how to totally kill you. I'm considering in my mind how to completely kill you. Even now. Even though I know that I will not be able to kill you, you have this vajra, but still I'm trying my total best to try to kill you. I'm doing my duty. I'm not attached to the result. I'm doing my duty. You know, Prabhupada says, your job is to do your duty. What the results will be, we don't know. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that this sloka for the members of the Hare Krishna movement is a very useful one. You go out and preach. What will happen? You should not worry. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you die, you'll go to heavenly planets. If you win, you will get the kingdom of the whole of the planet Earth. So if you fight, either way, you are a winner.